104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Roo, you and I can't take all the credit for this, lad, but, you know, we have helped him, haven't we, down at Next Generation?
Well, I think he's seen us there and thought, shit, I better train hard, otherwise I'm going to end up like these two blokes.
He's been inspired.
He's been riddled with injury, and he's come back and playing brilliant tennis. Tanasi Kokkinakis joins us. Good morning, Tanasi.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Very, very well, mate. I was very proud watching you the other night mix it with one of the best in the world. Gee, you would have been happy with your performance, although you would have loved to have won.
Yeah, I mean, you're never happy coming off second best, but that's probably the most positive I've been in some time, especially coming off a loss. You know, having two years out of the game, obviously the whole year missed last year with glandular fever and that. And then coming and playing that level off barely any matches definitely is a good sign. And although it did hurt to lose, especially after such a long match on court, it did show that what I'm doing is the good thing and I'm on the right track. And I think in 12 months' time with some more matches and conditioning, I get that match.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, he's seeded five, this fella, Tsitsipas. Yeah. I mean, he's unbelievable. Now, tell us about the emotion out there, an all Greek affair. I mean, you're an Adelaide boy, but you've got the big Greek heritage and the Greeks love him. What was it like out there?
Yeah, it was tricky. It was tricky hearing some Greek words for support being thrown the other way as well. So it's not something I was used to, especially down in Australia, but I definitely do think more of the crowd was on my side, which I liked. It would have definitely been more rowdy, obviously, if it was a normal year, COVID-free. But, you know, we're just fortunate we got to play. But, yeah, it was definitely weird hearing Greek fans support him as well.
Gee, they're emotional. I was there the year Bagdadis got to the final. It's the loudest crowd I've ever heard.
Yeah, Greeks are different. I don't know what's in their water or why, but they're definitely some rowdy fans.
I think they're proud and I think they're passionate, and there's a big following of big Greek following in Victoria as well. Tell us about your friendship with Nick Kyrgios. He certainly was in your corner when you were playing. Tell us about how you and Nick get along.
Yeah, we get along really well on and off the court. We share a lot of the same interests. We first met when we were 9. I was 9 and he was 10 in Canberra playing a junior event. And since then, he was kind of head of the age group for the 1995 born class, and I was head of the age group for the 96 born class. And we just did all these tours together, traveling and playing a lot of matches together, playing doubles together. And we just developed a really strong friendship off the court. I think we get along. We both don't take life too seriously. And we just enjoy each other's company. So, yeah, he had another tough one, obviously, against Dominic Thiem. But it's always good watching him. You never know what you're going to get.
Seems like he's matured a bit, though, Cocky. And he's playing great tennis as a result. If he can just keep improving and keep it together, who knows what he could be.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, he's a very, very talented player. And people love watching him. I said this before, it's more, you know, you either love to watch him or you love to hate him. So you kind of, you're going to watch him regardless, because you either want to see him lose or you want to see him just entertained. So, I think he has matured a little bit, but he won't change ultimately. Like, he is who he is, and he loves just having fun and being an entertainer on court. But I think, you know, for sure, if he can lock in certain moments, he's going to be even more of a hell of a player than he already is.
Now, two of the biggest famous clothing deals we've seen at the Australian Open over the years has to be when Casey Dellacqua wore Target clothes one year, and you came out in Kmart here the other night. Now, has anything come of it? Have the sponsors started lining up?
There's a few little things in the works.
Good. Yeah.
Too far yet. I had a little safety culture patch on one of my black shirts and my white shirts that I was playing against Tsitsipas. So that was just something small, and yeah, hopefully it's a sign of things to come. Some companies have come. But we'll see. We'll see. I've got to pick the right ones.
Good on you. Now, I want to ask you about your family. Am I right in saying, did your brother play for South Adelaide?
He did. He played the reserves.
Yeah, right. Okay.
The reserves for South.
So did you boys grow up down south? What was your background?
Yeah, we grew up and still live with our family when we're in Adelaide, in Seacombe Heights.
Oh, yeah.
So, down there and, just training with... I was playing basketball initially when I was younger for the Sturt Sabres. Mm-hmm. And then I got selfish and I felt like if my team lost and I played well, I'd be pissed off because we lost. And if my team won and I played bad, I'd still be pissed
that
off.
That was a bad day. Well. Yeah,
so exactly. The only thing that could make me happy is if I played unbelievable and my team won. So I was like, that's not a great... Yeah. great option. So yeah, I'm choosing a selfish sport.
Who's going to win the men's singles?
I kind of want to say a little bit of an outlier, but not really, in Medvedev. I want to see him kind of maybe grab it, because I just like watching him and the way he plays. But, you know, it's hard to go past Djokovic. He's so clutch in these moments. But we'll see. I wouldn't mind seeing someone different.
All right. And Ash Barty?
Ash Barty, yeah. She has a game that's not too common in the women's game. So, obviously, I think I saw on the betting favourite, she's favourite. It's obviously going to be tough to go past Serena and Osaka and these girls. But, you know, Ash has a game that can trouble a lot of especially female tennis players, the way she uses a variety. She mixes it up, loves to use her slice, and she's very tricky for other opponents. So it's going to be interesting to see how she goes.
Tanasi, thanks for joining us, mate. Seriously, Rue and I really love it when we run into you down at Next Generation. You're a nice lad, you're a very nice person, and you're a champion tennis player as well, mate. Well done this week, over the last week or two, and let's hope it's a stepping stone to having a big 12 months.
Appreciate it, fellas. You guys inspire me hard on that circuit training with the rowing machine. So I see you guys almost about to pass out. I'm like, God, I'm going to
When you're world number one, we'll claim it, mate, all right?
Done.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers, fellas.
Well done. Tanasi Kokkinakis, what a lad and what a player.